Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
I feel like, do we record a lot at 8 o'clock on a week?
I no, feel like because the light is different. That's the problem.
That's right.
I feel like I'm definitely sensitive too.
I feel like this seems very late in the day. I don't know why. Danny just got his child to sleep, and
but Mark just finished up at work and drove home. So,
well,
yeah,
and you just hung your flag
exactly,
and we're all here to enjoy another quality episode. Of the Adventures of Danny and Light. Welcome to the show. My left, sort of below-ish me? I don't know how it is when it comes out of the recording.
He says below me, and then he says somebody's name, and someone ultimately...
Actually, you're the only one below me again. It's all from Mike. Anyway, Mr. Michael C. Marone is here tonight. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jim.
To his right, or maybe below me? I don't know. Mr. Danny Tamborelli. Hello.
It's getting old.
Yeah. All right, that's the fourth and final one. Our guest for the entire hour, Mr. Mark Saul, good friend of the pod. Hello, Mark.
Wait, how this is you? An hour?
Yeah, I blew 27 minutes of your time. Well,
wait, I'm cleaning the closet.
16.
Yeah, I may stop and start cleaning the closet a little bit.
Well, hello.
That was Hi, thanks for having me, guys. This will be fun.
We had some time on our hands.
Yeah,
this was a rickety intro, but I'm happy to see all of your.
It came out of nowhere.
We rarely get to see Casa Morona either for the Patreon subscriber. The flag is blown in the wind, just like Ween's dick is blown in the wind. I don't know, man. That's all I got.
Waving.
That's a song
it's
by Ween.
It's waving.
Waving. Okay.
Thanks. We go back to a Ween background
sometime. Yeah.
Mark likes to put fun backgrounds behind
it. Mark, oh, cool. I love it. Mark, I love it because you have enough solids and then patterns. It's a perfect breakup.
Yeah, I organized it before this show. I wanted it to not be distracting for you guys.
My mind
the
is
the
calm.
One stripe.
It's,
yeah,
it's mind calming.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's great.
For the non-Patreon.
Oh, right.
Mark's podcasting currently from a closet. And I appreciate that because it's sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. And I compared Jeremy earlier to a cuckoo. As it hatches, it pushes the other hatchlings out of the nest and then expands to fill up the entire space. So I would kind of compare that to how Jeremy made Seltzer King Studios happen.
Wow.
Where it pushes the from? Other hatchlings out of the nest? Or oh my gosh.
And
so it's brothers and sisters.
And the eggs.
This is as a hey time. It's time to fly. Time to like, or is this like a
no,
please
more,
get out?
No,
it's like you're.
Less
no, that's not true.
It's like you're
that's
a broiler chicken. Love. You're a broiler chicken. You're getting the hell out of here.
This all gets blamed on COVID. You guys would be here right here if it weren't for this damn virus.
We would be.
I mean, we do. We have that kind of we have that kind of money, Mark. That we can just
you would fly me out for an hour.
100%.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
You get 1 hour in New York.
Business class.
Yeah.
What would you guys do if you had 1 hour in New York? Before all this.
Right now.
If you just had 1 hour to, what would
you
do? You
got to do park, man. Parks are nice.
Depends on what airport you're at, If you're at LaGuardia, you got an hour. You go to the World's Fairgrounds, or you go to City Field, or
you go ice skating.
You go ice skating. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you're at JFK, you just get to go hang out in smelly Jamaica Bay.
Mm-hmm.
or you could walk around a couple of the terminals in an hour, or you could wait for the subway for an hour, because sometimes it takes that long.
Okay, let's say Mark is a magician and he can drop you anywhere in New York, and it's not limited.
I wasn't talking about travel.
One of the big three airports. Okay,
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be realistic I just needed some realistic.
Okay,
you know.
There's another podcast for that. It's called Realistic. This is not that podcast. Let's say you could be anywhere. So. Does that mean that it becomes some folks like to get away, take a holiday on the neighborhood? Got
Cut
you, Danny.
That out. Cut
I
that shit out.
I made you listen to Billy Joel.
Yesterday I was in the car and it took me about two verses and two choruses through. Oh, damn it. Oh,
no. 80s Billy Joel?
No, yeah. It was The Stranger before I got mad at myself and said, damn it, Billy, you got me again, and then turned the station.
Damn you, Joel!
Just turns the wheel.
That's it. If I only had an hour in New York, I would go to Bleecker Street and I go to John's of Bleecker and have pizza, and it would be nighttime, so for an hour I'd also walk across the street and go to Smalls, the jazz club, for an hour, half hour.
That's not bad.
That would be.
I was thinking
hour.
DeFontes, but I don't know. That's cool. There's nothing else near there to go to.
Well, you're saying thinking, if you only
you're
had an hour,
the most
I was getting
for your buck, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Do the two drink minimum at Village Underground. You know, Red Hook.
Well,
does.
I had an hour.
You could go to DeFontes and Sonny's. That would be great too. This is we've become regional again.
I want to be in the candle and the flame of the Statue of Liberty for 1 hour. Lock me in.
That's cool. Have you done that before?
Never. We've always done the when my family comes, we'll take them to like the Staten Island ferry tour.
We do bottom torch. We're a bottom torch family. We're not a flame family. We're a bottom torch.
It's expensive to go to stand there. I don't really need that thrill, but
you have to pay.
I guess
you
LA
pay more to do that. You pay more to.
I don't think you can actually go up there anymore.
Oh, maybe they can't stop it, but they use not clear up there, not to the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think you can get into the into the crown. I think that's the highest you can get.
Mark, just for the purposes of your hypothetical, you meant
New York, I want to hear
New York. You meant New York, New York, New York City, baby, right?
That's what I'm most familiar with. Sure. Yeah, I don't know any part of New York. Well, what's your?
If I could pick 1 hour in the Vegas, New York, New York. Casino. I would spend that hour playing blackjack in a penthouse.
It's great.
In a suite, private suite.
Whoa, that sounds mildly nefarious.
No, if you have enough money, I figure they'd come to you, right? Is that how gambling works?
Sure.
Like,
that's very interesting. I think there was an A-Team episode about exactly that.
No, but like they have high roller rooms, you know, but what about like you can
like
call
high roller
massage.
private rooms?
Yeah. I guess it would just be called playing cards with friends. I guess.
Congratulations, Jeremy! You invented that.
Concierge? Yes, I got the penthouse. I need a couple dealers up here, stat, and I mean the card dealers, not the other dealers.
Yeah, the other kind. Yeah, cancel those.
Oh man!
Actually, one of those will be fine too.
I do. I love Las Vegas. I still want to ride dirt bikes in the desert in Las Vegas. That's on my bucket list. I don't know why.
Could be the last thing on your bucket list if you're not careful.
Try to fill it up a bit before you go out.
I was zipping through on the four-wheeler in the sand, but I happened to drive right by that AK-47 shooting gallery. Kind of fucked myself up a little bit.
Yeah, you ended up with a few holes.
I did that once. I went to one of those things and shot a machine gun.
I'm going to say Coney Island.
Oh, okay, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I guess there's come a lot back around.
Danny drove me over there once.
That's
and
true.
Marooned you and made you, find your way back.
That's right. I gave Mark Sala like a little tour of all the boroughs except for... Yeah. He could see Staten Island. I said, don't worry about the Bronx.
You can see it from there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Here is a small really cool. bag of fries. Each fry is a ticket. Sorry. That's what you do with a Nathan's French fry from Coney Island, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
That's cool. Go ahead. I've had a
jumping
couple
on
drinks.
In there.
Just putting it in there. This is a very loose podcast for me.
Why, you've had a couple of mochas, Jeremy? Jeremy likes to drink caffeinated chocolate.
That was earlier. Yes.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
It's not good. His doctor says it's not good.
This is the intervention, finally.
Doctor keeps writing. He's like, I'm going to keep writing pre in front of diabetic, but if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to drop the pre.
Oh, man.
Is that how it works?
you're pre-diabetic until your doctor tells you you're no longer pre. It's like, look, I told you once. I told you twice.
It's
the last time.
Yeah.
Or guess what? You are diabetic, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I told you once. I told you twice. Go ahead, Jeff.
It could be a measurement of your blood. I don't know. It could just be that
probably
too. Yeah. But Mark, I wanted to bring this up somehow or another, and what a horrible segue to do it. But I had made a joke. Great. With Danny or somebody, I think it was Danny or maybe all three of us. And there's two constant things in life. No, three: taxes, death, and Mark Saul's commercial booking agent getting him work. It's always going to happen. Every commercial that I see on TV, Mr. Mark Saul is in.
That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you were more specific with saying it was the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it's the upper echelon of commercials.
Yeah. No, but you do a lot,
are exciting,
a lot of,
yeah.
Those are the Super Bowl of commercials, mm-hmm. I'm told.
Absolutely.
And you know in advance that it's a Super Bowl commercial.
Sometimes I don't know until I'm on set and we're halfway done shooting it.
Sometimes really? They say it. Sometimes they say it to Mark right before they roll the camera. It's the most uncanny thing. They're just like, hey. Some, you know, it's a different director's different style. One of them is sitting in the back. He's like, hey, Saul, it's going to the Super Bowl. Okay, action.
That's like your trigger. Like, you have the AD of every job. Be like, whisper in his ear.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, we're going to need a really big reaction. You know why? Because it's a Super Bowl commercial.
Mark Saul reported a lack of satisfaction in the rest of his life because of an unfortunate adrenaline gap. Right. People fail to say, hey, it's the Super Bowl. Mm hmm. And he just reported less. He was feeling less.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite. Maybe that could be a Taco Bell. I'm not feeling moss. I'm feeling less.
Menos. Yeah.
Menos. But no, it warms our heart every time. Every time that Marla and I are sitting on our couch eating and watching television.
Thank you. That's... Well,
not a lot of people do that.
They don't have a dining room table.
Yeah. Oh.
You got me. Very good.
No, but yes.
Well, thank you. I like when people tell me they saw it because I feel like it's a way of checking in and connecting with people. And it makes me happy to know that someone thought to text me and say, hey,
Yeah. And I like to know what your hair is at. You know, you got long hair, short hair, you got a little bit of stubble. Is it clean shaven?
Right now?
No, I'm just saying in general. Like, that's how I check in on you. Your commercials. Yeah.
Yes, right. Exactly.
That's for 4 years ago.
That's true. Some of them are.
That's when I was all sideburns.
I have marked.
Yeah.
It's an odd feeling. My son is 3.5 years old. He's finally like, oh, that's the old Mark. Mm-hmm. I guess we could get into enough dad stuff. Happy Father's Day all around.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, wow. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. The other one must have been fake when I said it last time.
Oh, when we first.
I don't think Jeremy had.
I just wanted to make sure that I got it on record.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What was your Father's? Yeah, what was your Father's Day festivities?
Jumped in the pool, took my son over to my mom's, and he spent most of the day dumping water into the pool.
From where?
That's good. It's hot outside. They're going to be losing water.
to evaporation.
Yeah. So he was doing a good thing. Pool maintenance.
Interesting. I bet mine was the same. I don't have to talk about my Father's Day because I just shit the dog. And
well, what were you pissed what were you doing filling up the pool, Jeremy?
What?
Why were you filling up the pool? You said yours was the same.
Oh, no, no, no. As far as like...
It was the same day as any other day? Is
Father's
that?
Day. Oh.
He was just talking about what he did on Sunday.
The royal... Anyway. Yeah. But yeah.
I brought my son to his first pool in my parents' house. Second time seeing my parents in 4.5 months or 4 and 4 months.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
Wow, same here. You went on Mother's Day and Father's Day, didn't you?
Mother's Day, I didn't. Mother's Day, we were gonna. Oh God, Mother's
that's
Day,
we were
gonna
to
go.
My mom so far, Mother's Day
we,
and Father's.
We were gonna go over there, and Alfie just had a bad day, and it was like pain in the ass to drive to Jersey.
So had a bad day.
So yeah, we didn't go, but because it was also right when our anniversary was, and our wedding cake is in my parents' freezer. So I was like, hey, can you pull out some wedding cake for us? Just because we'll be there on Sunday. And then we didn't end up showing up.
So they ate it?
No. They forgot about it and they left it in the fridge for a week and they didn't take a piece out. They took the whole thing.
Yes.
So they had to throw it out. So it was not a it was not a happy time in the Tamborelli Detweiler household. It was,
What it's worth, it doing we tried the year later ice cream, the cake thing. Even after a year, it was like
you had ice cream cake.
No, not ice cream cake. A cake. Oh, that would have been good. Yeah, we did the cake thing where we eat it after a year, and it's like it was bad. We just threw it out immediately.
Yeah. It just didn't taste good.
Yeah.
See, we went back to Bethlehem. We went back to Bethlehem for our 1 year and we ended up getting the small version of our cakes.
Oh, I see.
As ooh, this is great. And then it was like, oh, good. It's in my parents' freezer, whatever. We'll get it this year. And it just didn't pan out. Good old Sally. Sally heard a piece of cake. Well, actually, she goes, you had cupcakes. It wasn't real cake. So we couldn't pull them off.
The Wyckoff mom's website is probably very happy with your cupcakes. Nobody knows
she went to enough trouble to call the place Vegan Treats where we got the cake from and asked, was like, I know it's vegan, so there's no egg or anything like that.
Oh,
like
no.
We still
they
left it out
vegan.
For a week.
I liked them so much.
They were very good. You all ate them, all of you.
We did.
Oh, yeah. They were, yeah, I remember.
That's the last time we all hung out. I feel like.
Was it? It might have been.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
That was fun. That was my first, I think one of my first trips away from my whole family. Yeah.
Yeah, you rocked it solo very well.
I did. Oh, thank. Yeah. Yeah, stayed out of trouble. Yeah.
You did stay out of trouble. I think I put you at a good table.
Oh yeah.
Good,
oh, it was great.
Good conversation, good people.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm like good. Made some friends.
Yeah, see?
It was great.
Damn.
Nice people.
It was fun. Yeah.
That you're related to.
Not all of them.
Some of them you know personally.
I don't think I was related to any of the people. I mean, you were related. I don't think Danny was related to any of the people I was at the table with, right?
I don't think so.
You didn't
I wouldn't do that to you. You know, you can pick your friends. You can't pick your family. You just run with it.
Yeah. But you can't segregate them at different tables at your wedding is what you're saying.
That's true. That's true. And when you have those people that fight in between, you know, in inter-family political situations.
Oh, is this about Notre Dame and Indiana? And
I couldn't put some of my dad's family next to some of my mom's family because they don't necessarily get along.
Oh, right.
So there, you know, there was like, ooh, but there's two tables here. Oh, you can't do that. Don't put those people together.
You have to think about elbow range too. If they're back to back, if the two tables
right, you don't want them to be adjacent to you either. Yeah, that's problematic.
That's what I was. Mm-hmm. That was the.
Yeah.
Did you figure it all out like via
like COVID-19
battleship board game?
Social distancing you were thinking about before the
right?
fact.
I'll tell you what, the wedding reception would have been perfect for social distancing. I think those tables were all pretty far apart. Yeah, except for the dance floor.
That was fun.
It's going to be weird. 2020 weddings that actually happen with no dancing.
Mm. Right. Well, yeah.
Have you booked any weddings?
No, I haven't booked any weddings.
I'm saying, how do you know that they're going to have
weddings, period?
Yeah.
No, I know, because I have friends. I'm supposed to go to 4 weddings in October. Back to back to back to back. Friday, Sundays. No Saturday weddings. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I thought they were all over one weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That would be very intense.
I think.
It just feels like too much exposure to too many people.
I'll rent the Kevlar tuxedo for the weekend. Please give me the 4-day special.
With the 5-day
special. I want a time to, you know, steam it.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy my 1 hour in New York in a tuxedo. <if I'm back.
laughs> Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Mark, you never answered your own question. Speaking of,
what was my question? Oh, if I had 1 hour?
Yeah.
Oh man, what did I like? I don't remember the last time I was there, but I think I would just call Danny up and I would get in his car and let him drive me around for an hour and tell me about the history of things.
Nice. Yeah,
I would be happy to do that.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I can tell you why you smell like Otto's jacket. No?
No, I don't smoke weed with people in the car. It's dangerous.
Well, you don't have to. You just have to get in the car. That's what I'm saying.
No. Not anymore. Not with a kid.
Jeremy, I noticed your cool Mohawk Place t-shirt from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, thanks for taking the heat off me, Mike. Appreciate that.
No problem.
That.
It's called Reflection. I can't say that we ended the tour any better than at Mohawk Place in Buffalo, New York, because there was puke in the urinal that night.
Wait, is that figuratively or literally?
No, literally. Yeah. That was the place where Jeremy locked his keys in the car on the last night of tour, and we couldn't go home.
A Sunday night of 11, 12 shows in a row.
And broken foot.
Jeremy broke his foot on the first.
This is the earliest Scootsian period.
Oh my gosh.
And he locked us out, and we had to wait for like 3 hours in Buffalo, and Mike made out with some chick and the bells rang and stuff. I don't know, something happened.
Bells?
Yeah, I think there was it wasn't bells. It wasn't bells. What did you it was you were making out and then you heard the car alarm go off.
Because
when they break the car open, they pop it. The alarm
was
goes
just
off.
Like, sorry, lady, gotta go.
Gotta go.
Come back.
Buffalo's a nice place, Mike. I'm just saying. It's great. It's a nice little town.
What are you going to say about Buffalo that hasn't been said already by Buffalonians? What do you call Buffalo residents? I don't know.
It's the first fact check of the episode. I don't know.
Is it Buffalosters?
No. I bet it's Buffalonian.
I think it's Buffalonians.
Sounds about right.
What would you... Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself an authority on Buffalo, just that Jeremy locked his keys in the car.
It was very... I don't see a... So it's not a very good fact check.
Wow.
Buffalo.
Usually Jeremy's really good at this, Mark. Sorry.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, no, that's okay. Is your computer... My computer has something called the Bing virus. I don't know if you guys have had that.
We don't Bing around here. We're anti-Bing.
You're an Xboxer.
I have a virus.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? On your computer?
My computer has a virus. It's the Bing virus.
What year is your Tandy computer?
The 14.
Well, I just got it. I just got the virus like last year.
Virus preloaded.
No, but is it a Mac or a PC?
It's a Mac. I got it. I got the virus maybe a year ago. So there's this artist named, you know, Wayne White. He's pretty cool. He did like Pee Wee's Playhouse and stuff. He has a website. I was on his website looking at his art, and then all of a sudden there was a pop up. It said you have to download Flash.
Oh no!
And then I downloaded it, and then from that moment,
oh no.
Every time I go into Google and type in the Adventures of Danny and Mike podcast or whatever, and it starts a Google page and then it goes white and then it opens up in a Bing search.
No.
That's the worst case scenario.
That's the coolest, most ironic virus ever.
Yeah. And I can't get rid of it. Sometimes it goes away.
I'm sorry to make fun of your pain. I'm sorry.
Thank you. it goes away every once in a while, but
so then you can use your Google.
I can
Chrome.
Go back to Google. Yeah, no. Even if I use Chrome, no matter what search, Chrome,
Safari, any of those other ones,
Safari, it always
say
pops
it.
Up
Firefox.
As
say Firefox. I dare you?
Right.
yeah, and so for a while I was clear from any flare ups, but then the other. Couple weeks ago, it came back. So,
couple weeks ago, there was another Flash movie.
I'm binging
a little itchy.
I'm binging it again.
He's binging.
If you'd gotten the Alta Vista virus, it would have been way worse.
Oh, God. So. Yeah.
You need clean my Mac X.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's Jeremy's second fact check of the day.
That's my recommendation.
Okay. I'm going to use it.
Jeremy has done it for me, and it works.
And you don't have to, doesn't delete any other programs or anything on your computer.
No, it just deletes the bullshit.
Vital files.
Okay.
But then it'll tell you every week it's time to do it. And you're like, dude, I just want to do this like once every 3 months. Like, I don't need it every week. Thank you for making me feel like I'm not being a good Mac user by cleaning my computer every week. What the hell do you think I'm doing every week anyway that would necessitate a full cleaning again? I mean, you're I guess totally I can think of a couple things, but whatever.
That's you totally pivoted from Wayne's World. I know you wanted to go into it, and you completely
once again,
pivoted.
I'll note that your T-shirt is from Buffalo, Jeremy. It's
that's a good, that's a very good point.
Never been.
It all
there.
Comes together. It matches your flag really well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh,
just put it out there.
Yeah. What about that?
The But yeah, Buffalonian, I guess, is the term.
It was Buffalonian.
Well, I mean, that's all I don't know. I'm not,
I could just text my cousin because I've got family from Buffalo and I can end this fact check.
Isn't it myself? Isn't it Buffalo? Isn't that someone who is from Buffalo?
Buffalo? I like it more.
Where are you from? It's Buffalo. Like,
Buffalonians.
A Pole is someone from Poland.
Residents of Buffalo are commonly referred to as Buffalonians.
Oh.
Are you making stuff up?
Nope.
He's pretending to read.
That's what Jeremy is. Share it right now. And give me the proof. That screen.
Okay,
for the non-Patreon listener, it did look like Jeremy was reading from something. It could have said anything, but he did a good job of reading and speaking at the same time.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. It's directly from the site called Wikipedia. Not sure if you've heard of it. There it is, Buffalonians.
You're sharing.
Residents of Buffalo are commonly referred to as Buffalonians. Listen, if you are a Buffalonian and you want to settle this debate, maybe
you... Let us know at 347-470-8150 and tell us about how Rochester is bad because of garbage plates.
And send us some pizza. Oh, that's... What yeah, no. Yeah, that's Buffalo.
We like that.
I'm so glad that we're looking at your shared screen and hopefully nothing dirty
pops
up.
Yeah.
I'm
so curious to see what's on there.
I want to know about all your FedEx shipments, bro. You should be using UPS by now, man. Fuck FedEx.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a brand you hate?
I'm sorry. You know what? I take it all back because that could be Super Bowl material for Mark. So I do not want to risk anything.
Thank you. I am always very cautious about the brands I discussed. But
are there brands that you've turned down that you won't work with? That's what I want.
Oh yeah, FedEx did a bunch of shitty things. But
yeah. Oh right. That's totally fine.
It's the one thing Mark's agent really hates is that he's picky about his brands.
No, there are no. Well, now I've just been so I've really been reading up on companies and their practices, and you know, there's all these lists going around of who's contributing to who and stuff like that. And so I wonder, because I haven't had any auditions in a long time just because of coronavirus and everything. But I'm wondering.
I thought you were going to finish that. I haven't had a lot of auditions in a long time outside of this closet.
Right. Yeah.
Self-taping in front of this closet.
Most of the characters I audition for are people who work in
retail.
A thrift store. And I always, yeah.
So I'm sorry, Mark. You were.
No, that's right. Yeah.
You hadn't read for something in a while.
Just in this, you know, you want to make sure you're the company that you're working with has good practices. So I have been starting to think more about that stuff, but
appreciate
it's important. Yeah. I think it's important. We try to do it with our ad selections. We try not to support.
We had really high standards for a long time, Mark. We just didn't accept any ads at all.
Oh, that's right.
The first six, seven years of the podcast, we were just like a strict no ad stance whatsoever. And then
easily
the fellas have prevailed upon me to soften that. slightly soften.
Until we get, you know, advertisements that are like, hey, you want to have us advertise on your show? What are you called? We're called. Or what was it called?
Well, yeah, we had a weird one come up, but it was racist. Oh. Why are you bringing it up? Because now you're like doing a commercial for them.
No, they're not good. Mm-hmm. They're not good.
You're going to cut that out, and they're going to say offensive cartoons good. Danny Tamborelli.
It's okay. Jeremy has the capability of bleeping out their name after we record this.
That's great. You should. Yeah. If you don't.
Thank you, Jeremy, for making another hour of work for me.
I'm thinking about doing.
Did I just get an oh boy out of you?
Oh boy, you did. That's the first one. Speaking of kids and adulting and stuff like that, I've been thinking about getting a car with Marla. I think we're going to buy a car.
Oh, cool.
I thought you were going to say you're thinking about having kids.
I was going to say, is the car going to have a baby seat in it? Could you be a little more subtle?
It's just going to have room for a dog.
We're just thinking about kids and doing stuff. So we're thinking about getting a car. Let's get a car.
Something where I can strap a carrier to.
This frame of video is an actual representation of
my family.
The type of people who should have kids. 1, 2, 3. You guys are doing great.
It's having the kids. Story.
And then this guy here.
A guy named Remy.
Probably living
with a reel-to-reel tape.
I'm not going to say it's probably best, but it's like, I'm good. I'm good if I don't. Good if
he likes to be called but uncle.
One
and
of four.
That is it.
One
no
of four.
Dad for him.
His time is his. He never has to wake up at 2 in the morning to change a poopy
diarrhea
diaper. Yeah. Right away, we all went to
He
poop.
Just likes to clock out at 6 or 7.
He's the uncle from Skype. The uncle from Skype. The FaceTime guy.
Fortnite.
Virtual.
You're the gamer guy. You're the FaceTime uncle to my son. That's the only time you see him right now.
Unfortunately, FaceTime. And I've, you know, That'll change. We're all going to hang out.
You're the Venmo child support dad, Jeremy.
Listen, however the money gets there.
As long as they get there by the first.
Three to five business days, okay?
That used to be the case.
I'm not splurging.
That's BS. Now you can get it instantly. Think about it.
You got to pay for the instant.
Yes.
You got to pay for it.
Not always.
Oh, there are more fireworks again.
Is
Park Slope exploding too?
Apparently there's a thing. I don't know if LA is doing it, Mark, but
yes, LA is
like
definitely
an explosion of fireworks. Well, there's a literal explosion of fireworks in the neighborhoods in New York.
Every night?
Apparently, it's gotten so bad.
Mark, last year there were 53 calls about fireworks last summer.
6,500.
Yeah, something crazy like that. No joke. It's not a joke. They start popping. They were starting to pop off at like 6:30.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos on the internet which are misleading, but sometimes they're timestamped.
Is it because they're getting ready for the 4th of July?
There are many conspiracy theories out there, Mark. I went down a wormhole.
Oh, there's rabbit holes in this?
Oh, big time.
Well,
here, what do you, which
like
one?
A separate podcast episode for you.
Look, yeah, I'll give exactly. you, I'm going to give you the two that I find the most interesting and troubling at the same time.
Let me get into it.
Yeah, one is that it's the police setting them off because they're trying to disrupt the Black Lives Matter thing and keep protesters like upset and like making people like sleep deprived and disoriented, and also because if they're gonna come in here with
sleep,
they're gonna come in here like in a war zone, then they're getting people used to the sound of like booms and
I'll send an anime tea to the sky.
Wow. This is like
Twitter, actually.
Okay, great.
People were just talking about it on Twitter.
What was the two? There was only one theory so far.
Oh, the one theory is that it's the police and that they're doing it, and the other one is that it's the government doing it and they're giving kids, they're high grade fireworks, man.
Hold on, like, this is really the same theory because I think the police work for the government. If you're wondering
saying
I cut myself grievously today, with a bread knife. We could do
Star Wars.
We could do 10 minutes on this easy.
I'm more machine than man. Getting a serrated knife cut is never good.
Yeah,
if you want a nice, clean, fresh, one sharp blade.
Don't go where I went to my house.
Yeah. I get it.
Thank you.
And then the other one is just that. It's just that that's the government doing it to prepare us for war.
You know, the police work for the government, right?
I understand that, but I'm saying that it's two different things.
Two different.
I thought you said it was happening last year, though. Did you say it was happening last year? It was not happening.
Like all over.
No. Like, you get a week or two. Like, don't do... Yeah. Oh, for the... Oh. Oh,
come on. For the listener, yeah. Mike cut his hand pretty good.
It's kind of like a Zorro sort of feel to it.
That's what happens when you have a serrated not bread knife.
Yeah.
Right. Let me switch that up.
So, my mistake was cutting stale bread with a slightly dull bread knife, and the blade chattered off the crust instead of slicing cleanly through and slipped to my...
That's why, look, talking to a guy who worked in a bagel store for many years, if you got stale bread, you got to start down first. You go edge down that way. No, not stab. Well, you can do that too. That's also a good thing. You make a little hole and then
cut through. I'll let the bagelman go ahead.
Anywho, no big deal. Just saying.
Mark does it even better. He cuts the crust off in letters and shapes.
Yes, you do.
Because I'm a follower of his work on Instagram, and he does amazing things where he makes egg in the middle. Is that what they call them?
Toad in the hole?
Toad in the hole?
A sunny side up. Just like a fried egg.
Yeah, but it's not just a fried egg. It's a beautiful piece of art on Instagram, in my estimation.
Well, thank you.
I dig it, yeah. I don't know how I went down that rabbit hole, but...
Thanks.
The other rabbit hole should be, how can we investigate that?
It seems pretty easy to investigate fireworks going off.
They busted a bunch of people selling them today.
They're across the street. They're two blocks that way. Just look up and see where they explode and go to that coordinate and say, what's happening here? Hey, hi there.
Hey there.
For the Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
Hi.
Here, sweetie. Here, you can look. You can look at them from there.
Actually, is that the host of?
This is. Here, sweetie.
I'm sorry. Is that the host?
Excuse me.
That's.
Hold on.
That's the host.
Mark's
Saul plot.
Hold on.
It's a good one. This is the kind of content that if you're looking for Patreon for $5, will get you.
That's so right. I says to my son, I says, Daddy injured himself grievously. And I used two different Star Wars.
You use the word grievously to your child?
Yeah, no.
Is that the R2-D2 on the bottom and then a stormtrooper on the top?
Wow, Jeremy, it's like you know everything about the sexual politics of Star Wars.
Well, there's a lot going on there.
These were the only Band-Aids that I had. And no, I did not say grievously to my son.
Because that would be, I think that's a word that's difficult for little kids.
Well, no, it was actually a Star Wars tie-in because it was General Grievous.
Mark, this happened last week with Daniel's son, who
that's funny.
Needed, I guess, just wanted to hang out with his dad.
I feel like only during a pandemic where we're all together 24/7, he's developed this like. You're the dad that puts me to sleep. You feed me one meal. We play really hard. And
I'm done with you.
And that's it. If I fall and I cry, I go to mom. If I need just any sort of like cuddles, I go to mom. But he won't go to sleep for like I've become the disciplinarian like that. I don't know how it happened. Like he won't lie down for her in the crib. He just keeps standing up. If I go in there, all I have to do is like open the door and look at him, and he goes down.
Danny does the Fonzie.
Really? He lies down and he's like, oh, hey. I guess I gotta go to sleep. I also call myself, you know, for lack of a better term, the tit warden, because she's still breastfeeding, and he will be like sort of uninterested or like, you know, just not caring, or he'll like nip at her. And I come in and I'm like, get on that tit. And he does it. Like I can even not even say anything and just point to her boobs. And he's like, oh, okay.
And just I've like, been doing a similar thing with Richie. It doesn't involve my body, but it involves his sitting. How do you teach a dog that's deaf how to sit?
Oh, right.
I don't know. I've been doing this and he's starting to sit every time I do it. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It's not even similar.
I was going to say, Danny, it sounds like you're kind of just recording DLC. Some gaming content.
What, being the tit warden?
Yeah. It's just like Rockstar's next game is going to be like a baby POV. It's a parenting simulator.
Oh wow, do they have any of those?
Gosh, I hope not.
Billion dollar idea, especially if it's
$1 billion ideas. Thank you, Mark. You're obviously 25% share at this point,
right?
But just from the zoom.
Right? Yeah.
But is there
that's at least $250 million that's in your pocket from us,
tax free?
What?
I knew I. Oh no! Did this for a reason?
Yeah,
Daniel, Pam. We're sort of heading to the end. I think here we've been at it for a little while, and I'm sure you all have parenting to do and kids to parent.
I have chocolate chip cookies to eat.
I have a dog to parent.
Wow.
Actually, the dog has to go out every 2 hours, otherwise he gets a little whiny.
Even at night?
Yeah, I was going to say, who wakes up at 4 and who wakes up at 2?
He's made me get up every morning at 7 a.m., and I don't like it. I complain every time. 9 a.m., he wants to get up again and go back out. I hate it, but I'm on that schedule, so...
If you want to foster a deaf
Jeremy
dog,
that Mochinos a day
gets up each dog every dog. 2 hours, and that's your kind of thing. Why don't you adopt him? Because Jeremy,
08150.
If you're in the New York City tri-state
wants
area,
to,
for an hour,
he really wants to get a new foster dog.
Richie, I told Richie he could stay here as long as he needs to. That's you know great. What I mean? So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Have you ever fostered a dog, Mark? Have you ever fostered any sort of animal?
No.
What a piece of crap you are.
You have cats, though, right?
I am, I am.
You're a cat dad.
No, I think he's just fine.
Just having two kids is...
That's plenty.
I can't imagine having another animal in the house. I do have a cat right now. He's old. He's almost 14. He sneezes all the time. He's a chronic sneezer.
I'm saying now I'm imagining him with bifocals and sort of like a librarian character.
He is. He's always like shushing me.
Yeah.
And and it's just, you know, vet bills and then just taking care of him, and we love him though, but it is challenging. And I think, people who have dogs, that is a big responsibility. Because you can't bring a dog with you as easily to like run an errand as you can, you know. I mean, there are certain things that dogs are challenging.
Have you seen people are outside that have to run camelbacks to put cats into?
floating in the water in the camelback.
No, you drain all the water out first. I mean, unless you're in a hurry, they directly drain the water out first.
Weird visual. Yeah.
No, I'd cut it in half, so it's more like just a backpack.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my good friend who lives in Philly, she got pregnant, and 3 or 4 months into her pregnancy, they got a dog because everybody told her not to do it, and she was like, whatever, it'll be fine. So now, and it was a puppy. So now she has
a
6-month old baby plus a puppy who's like not really a puppy, but still kind of a puppy. And it's, she wants to get rid of the dog. She's like, I should have listened. I just thought I could handle it. I was like, you cannot handle it. She's also a pediatrician.
Well, tell her Richie wants to go out, you know, every 2 hours.
Counter blessings.
Anyway, I just find that funny.
I think it's 86 degrees in here right now. It's risen a good 4 degrees.
Gosh.
Yeah. So typically this would be the time when all four of us, if we were in this room, we have to stop. Or
that's some hot.
If all four of us were in that room, it wouldn't be 86. It would be probably 90 something.
90.
Yeah.
It would have gone up.
Yeah. Dan and I next are good for about a degree or two each. With our typically.
Get real. I like 2 degrees. He's 1 degree. Jeremy's 1.5 degrees.
What is it? Well, wait, why do I get a half?
Of Kevin Bacon.
I don't know.
That's just how it worked out. Who's all right, well, the phones are ringing. Leave a message. Mark, give us some plugs. What are you up to these days? What you're doing, the podcast?
Sometimes. I do Dad Scraps with my friends John Lavelle and Matt Hobby. And I also have a podcast with my daughter that sometimes we work on whenever she feels like doing it. And I don't push her to do it. It's called Up to the Moon and Back with Eden Saul. And each episode, she picks a topic and just talks about it and sings about it. And it's fun. And I love doing it. And
that's great.
Hope she'll want to do another episode one of these days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then, other than that, I'm just... I'm in this closet pretty much most.
Yeah, we're all in that closet, that figurative closet these days. Yeah. Yes, the pandemic closet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's risen one more degree. So, gentlemen.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
It's a fun Tuesday hang.
Sure.
All right, y'all. See you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.